Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. Former Archbishop of Canterbury, William Temple, said, "Christ is the guide of life whom we follow in the strength that he supplies into the way of peace." Christ is the guide of life whom we follow in the strength that he supplies into the way of peace. Part of declaring that Christ is the guide of our lives is to spend time in presence daily, emulating what Jesus did when he withdrew to a quiet place, to be alone with God, to pray. And we need to take time to be alone with Jesus and to pray and to acknowledge that the bread he has for us, as we hear in this gospel this morning, the bread of life, will be provided for us. We can't change the whole world, but we can change how we face the world. We can live and stay in a place of fear, or we can arrive safely on the other shore because we trusted God to take us there. Last week, I kind of moaned about the fact that the two readings were sandwich readings to this event, and we didn't get to read about the 5,000 or the walking on the water. And then, lo and behold, the lectionary organizers fixed it all and put it for today. I'm so proud of them. So I started thinking about that. Why did they do that? And I came to the conclusion that there are two very significant, unrelated and yet related readings and lessons. Today, we hear about one of the most famous miracles of all time. And we also see it, remember also that I told you that the New Testament does not stand alone without the information and the influence of the Old Testament? We can't just say the Old Testament, oh, that's old, we don't need it anymore. But when we read the lessons for this morning, we realize that the understanding about miracles and about being fed is clear in our first reading. It informs how the disciples and how saw Jesus and how Jesus instructed the disciples. The servant said to the king, "How can I set this before 100 people?" And he repeated, "Give it to the people and let them eat, for thus says the Lord." And they ate and they had some left. Jesus, God's presence, is with us and with the people, all people of the creation from the very beginning. We can't just say, well, over here we have this and over here we have this, and never mind this in the middle. So today we're spending special time with this in the middle. I don't know if any of you have ever had an experience of abundance like this. The only one that I have ever witnessed was on a weekend, a prison ministry weekend. And there was food prepared, and it was prepared for X number of participants. These were young kids, incarcerated. And enough staff that we knew we would have to watch over the kids to make sure they were good. Well, rumor had gotten around the prison that the food we were providing was pretty good. So right about lunchtime, about 10 prison officials showed up at the door ready for lunch. I said to my fellow kitchen help, "What are we going to do? We don't have enough food for all these people." And we said, "Well, we're just going to serve it." And we did. And we had some left over. We don't always see things that concrete in our lives. But the key to it is to take the time. And I think that happened because we were away from everything. We were not necessarily in a quiet place, but we were away from the world, if you will. And we were able to focus on what it was that God is calling us to do with these young men. go away to a quiet place. And in that quiet place, Christ will show us. The Christ will show us the way to the other side. Will show us how to overcome our fear. And how we can change the things that we can control and not change the things that we can't. We're about to embark on a journey of change. We're about to embark on a journey that is going to require each one of us to participate in the reimagining of this place, to make this place into a quiet other side where people can stop and rest a while, to be a church available to all people at all times. And I like to think that if Jesus was looking for a quiet place to bring with his disciples to pray, that he would think of St. Francis. No, we cannot change the world, but what we can do is change how we see the world. We can't change everything just exactly the way we want as we continue to change the face of this place. But we can change how it is that we try and separate the past from the now and into the future. And that's going to take good prayer work, folks. But we have to accept Christ as our guide, the guide of our life. And if we follow him, we will find the strength that we need, that he gives us, that he supplies to us as we find a way of peace. They wanted to make Jesus king, and Jesus wanted no part of it. He was a different kind of king. And so again, what he did when he felt like things weren't going the way that he knew they were supposed to go, he went to a quiet place. He could have gone out there and confronted them and berated them and told them all the stuff they needed to do and how wrong they were, but he didn't. A quiet place. I hope each one of you find a way of peace to a quiet place. It may not be a physical place, it may be a place in your heart, in your mind, in your imagination, where when you feel like that the things of the world are more than you can do, more than you can handle, that you can turn them over to Jesus. To use Jesus as your guide for life, the guide to follow, and the guide who will strengthen us, and the guide who will show us the way of peace. Amen. Please stand and let us profess.